This is UN in Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. In this week's program, we bring you the latest news on Somalia after the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the UN Humanitarian Coordinator Chief Stephen O'Brien visited the country. We also hear from Joseph Contreras, the spokesperson for the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia. A severe drought is affecting Somalia, where more than 6 million people, or roughly half the population, are in need of humanitarian assistance. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Chief Stephen O'Brien arrived in the country on Monday to assess the impact. Laura Gilbert accompanied the relief chief on his visit to a site for displaced people, known as the Zone K IDP settlement, located in the capital Mogadishu. Here's Ms. Gilbert.
The exact number of people in Zone K is currently unknown, according to the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA. By visiting the site and seeing the situation for himself, Mr. O'Brien told drought victims he could make this story known to a much bigger world and try to help.
Whenever you have enormous pressure on people's ability to survive or to be protected in conflict, you will get internal displacement. And here we have a severe trend of internal displacement.
UN agencies and their humanitarian partners in Somalia are seeking $825 million to reach the most vulnerable with life-saving assistance through June 2017. Mr. O'Brien noted the need to act fast, now and together, in order to fund the programs which would help support people in their hour of need. He told the drought victims, "You need to know that you touch our hearts." Laura Gilbert, United Nations, Mogadishu.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in the country shortly after. The world can avoid a tragedy in Somalia like the one that happened in 2011, the UN Secretary General urged during his visit, in reference to a famine that was concentrated in the south-central part of the country at the time. Briefing the press in Baidoa in south-central Somalia, Antonio Guterres appealed for $825 million to support more than 5 million people in the next 6 months. The UN and its partners have a plan, he said, but lack the financial means to put it into action. The drought is being called Od Kawain by the Somali people, which means something bigger than the elders, because no one has ever seen a drought so severe. In an effort to get the world's attention, Mr. Guterres traveled to the Horn of Africa country on Tuesday.
This is a moment of tragedy. People are dying because of famine, because of disease. But this is a moment of hope, because the government is ready to act, because the humanitarian community is ready to act. They are cooperating, and with the support of the international community, it will be possible to avoid the worst, and it will be possible to launch the pillars, to launch the fundamental basis for Somalia to be able to turn the page, and for Somalia to find finally the way for stability, the way for peace. Let's try to help the Somali people come together and build a Somali state of peace and prosperity.
The UN chief also visited a hospital in Baidoa in south-central Somalia, a town that has been hit by a cholera outbreak.
Cholera has been developing, making hunger even worse, even more dangerous. In the last 2 months, we had 7,731 cases of cholera with 183 people dying. Just last week, 1,352 cases of cholera, 38 people dying. It's a process in acceleration.
A drought was first reported in the northern regions of Somalia more than a year ago, but it has now spread throughout the country. 6.2 million Somalis need aid, according to UN estimates. 330,000 children are acutely malnourished, and there's a risk the number could go up to a million, the Secretary General warned.
There is a chance to avoid the worst. There is a chance to avoid in Somalia a situation similar like the one we had in 2011.
But it's also a moment of hope, Antonio Guterres said, adding that the UN, the humanitarian community, and the government of Somalia were cooperating closely and had drawn up a plan of action. But massive support is urgently needed to avoid a repeat of the tragic events of 2011, he said. A famine was declared in Somalia in 2011, and 260,000 people died from it. Also in Mogadishu, Joseph Contreras, the spokesperson for the UN assistance mission in Somalia, UNSOM, said that the United Nations is working overtime to avert another disaster in Somalia. On February 28, Somalia's president declared a national disaster and identified the drought crisis as a top priority for the country. Speaking to Laura Gilbert, Mr. Contreras said the situation on the ground has become significantly worse.
Currently, approximately 6.2 million Somalis are in need of humanitarian assistance. Of that number, 3 million are in need of urgent life-saving measures. That's a significant step up from the 1.1 million Somalis who were in such circumstances, in such need for urgent life-saving measures last September. Of those 3 million, there are approximately 363,000 acutely malnourished children, and 71,000 of those are in need of life-saving measures. So the situation has gotten significantly worse in the last 6 months.
How is that compared to the 2011 drought that led to the deaths of so many?
In 2011, the drought and the resulting famine were confined to largely south-central areas of the country. This year, the affected areas include the northeastern part of Somalia, as well as the Somaliland region. And also, the total number of people at risk is higher than was the case in 2011. However, the donor community is responding more energetically to appeals for drought relief than was the case 6 years ago. And also, humanitarian partners have a larger presence around the country to respond to these emergency needs. Finally, we also have in place a new government and a new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, who is completely committed to a robust and effective response to this crisis. He's identified the drought and the need to avert a famine as the top priority facing his government.
And talking about the humanitarian partners, what is the UN response, or the humanitarian partners' response to this drought, the current one?
Well, the United Nations launched an $825 million appeal for emergency assistance in February. Thus far, donors have responded with $82 million that's already in the accounts of humanitarian partners, and another $400 million has been pledged. This $825 million is urgently needed during the first 6 months of 2017. In terms of specific activities, nutrition partners are providing food supplies to acutely malnourished women and children throughout the country. About 45,000 households in south central Somalia have already received cholera treatment kits, water hygiene services, and also water and sanitation facilities are being provided to schools and health clinics in the most severely drought-stricken areas of the country.
You said that the situation is very dire, but can we say that the UN is working to prevent a famine like the one that happened in 2011?
Yes, the United Nations is working overtime to avert another disaster like the one that claimed 260,000 lives 6 years ago. And it's fair to say that here in Somalia, the UN community is devoting the bulk of its energies and resources to responding to this crisis. It's also important to note that the UN is not being caught unawares by the drought problem and the threat of famine that it poses. A year ago, for example, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs issued an alert that at that point, 385,000 Somalis were in need of emergency assistance. And last year, an appeal for $885 million in emergency relief assistance was launched. Unfortunately, the amount of money that was actually donated fell short of that goal.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of UN in Africa. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jocelyn Sambira.